welcome everyone to the gospel this evening. And let's just start with number 18 at the back of this hymn book. Perhaps most of us learned that. Perhaps the very first few gospel songs that we ever learned. Number 18 at the back. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know. The Lord of my hope tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Then this probably you will think this may will not mean much to you. But this is the Word of God. And let's start from the very beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Whether you believe in God or not, does not change the fact that God created the heaven and the earth. The Word of God tells us so. It's not by my opinion. The Word of God. And as we look at the wonderful beauties around us in this island, and at the many stars, we can see this wonderful creation. And even as sometimes you look at the animals around us, in our area, this time of year, in Ottawa, there's lots of Canada geese up north. You see them in the nice patterns. Have you ever seen a pair of them that hate each other as they pick fights? Even the very well-trained snowbird pilots, sometimes accidents happen. In God's marvelous creation, there's no accident. Everything in harmony and perfection. Even we only get only small glimpse of it. Now let's turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139 and verse 14. I will praise thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. You can see the creations around us. And we see God's wonderful creation within us. As we scientists research more and more into subjects such as DNA, capacity of it. Do you believe in God? You know, I was one at one point say there's no God. No. Sometime, I guess when I grew up, what I learned from school seemed to be very contrary to what's taught in the Bible. It seemed like things just came into being without God. And then as I opened my spiritual eyes to see it's more than just us. It's a God who made all this. And He, in His perfect wisdom, created us. The complexity and the wisdom that go into all the creation. More than that. Let's turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, let's read verse 20. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things they are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Even if you have never read the Word of God, yet God's creation is a testimony to Him. But today, this country with the freedom and liberty, and we also have the gift of the Word of God here. 终点，我才是那个believer。Let's turn to Genesis again, chapter 2. We read about God created the heaven and the earth. In Genesis chapter 2, we read about after God created Adam and Eve, and here is here after God created Adam, and here is what instruction God gave to Adam. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil shall eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. And then we turn to chapter 3. So God, in the Garden of Eden, they are free to eat everything in the garden except the fruit of one tree. But here we read about how sin came into this world in chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the women, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the women said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the women saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Hear ye verse 5 in this chapter, the serpent said that ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Here he is the serpent bringing in the lie. You can say he's the creator of the fake news. He brings in something that's not true and bring doubt into Adam and Eve's mind. And both Eve ate it and Adam also ate it. And that's how sin entered into the world, because they disobeyed to God's word. What about you and me? Let's turn to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For all have sinned. I'm sure of the glory of God. And we look into our heart, we know we did wrong. Even a little child doesn't take long to do something wrong. obey their parents, but to do not harm to another child. God's standard, we all come fell short to God's standard. All have sinned short to the glory of God. Tonight, if I ended the meeting here, then it wouldn't be a possible meeting. It would be just bad news, not good news. We come short of the glory of God. But thanks to be to God, that there is God's plan to save us from our sins. So let's turn to Genesis chapter 3. After Adam and Eve sinned, God provided a picture for us. In Genesis chapter 3, we read from verse 21. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make of skins and clothed them. The animal that we die instead of them, blood was shed so that Adam and Eve's life was spared at that time. It's a picture that God has. That's in order for God to save us from our sins, there will be a substitute for us. Let's turn to Matthew. Matthew chapter 1. Verse 21. God has a plan since the beginning. Here, He implements the plan. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We cannot save us from our sins. We all come short of the glory of God. But God, in his love and grace, sent his son to become a man, to be born, and call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Let's read John chapter 19. The Lord Jesus lived on this earth for 33 years. Lived a perfect life. But his perfect life alone on this earth did not save us from our sins. That's why we need to turn to here in John chapter 19. He went on to the cross and he suffered the hands of men. But more importantly, while he was on the cross during those 3 hours of darkness, he also suffered the righteous judgment of God of our sins. And at the end of those 3 hours, we can read in John chapter 19, verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. It is finished. The work of redemption, the work for us to have peace with God, the Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross. The gift of salvation is able to freely offer to everyone. The question for you and me tonight is, do we accept the gift from Him? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of about 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fell asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me, also as of one born of Dupont. The apostle Paul wrote, Lord Jesus, he died on the cross, and then he was buried. But God rose him from the dead. The victory won over sin and death. And he was seen by witnesses. Many witnesses after he rose from the dead. As a proof, he's conquered over sin and death. And this message, so that about the gospel, the good news, the gift of God of salvation, has only been offered since over 2,000 years. And it has its effect on people. Some accept this gift of salvation, say yes to the Lord Jesus, some say no. Let's just read some of the example. Let's turn to Acts chapter 16. Here in Acts 16 verse 26. Here, Paul and Barnabas was in they got put into jail. Paul and Silas were put into jail. Here in verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison door open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out, and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? I mean, this question has been asked by many people. Sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night to wash their stripes, and was baptized in all his spirit. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing God with all his house. Early in the night, he was the one that laid the stripe on Paul and Silas. Now, he was rejoicing and washed their wounds. His life and his family's life was changed because he accepted that gift of salvation. He asked what he can do. nothing he needs to do. There's no money you can pay, there's no work you can do to have peace with God, to have your sins washed away. It's all finished, just like I read. The Lord Jesus, the last cry before his death, it is finished. The work of redemption is all complete. And now we simply need to accept it and believe. And then we hear Paul wrote, and in the gospel message of how he, at one time, he was the one that persecuted Christians. He was the one that put them in jail. He was the one at the scene of stoning of Stephen, first murderer. He was there. Yet God met him on his way to Damascus. He was blind for 3 days, but his spiritual eye was open. He was able to see beauty in the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. Instead of persecuting the Christian, he became a Christian and went on to suffer many things to preach the gospel, to tell others about the Lord Jesus and how to have peace with God and how to have their sins washed away. He was changed. We can also read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Here's the Thessalonians' testimony. In verse 9, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in what we had unto you, and how you turn to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Here the Thessalonian people saw changes in their life after they became Christian. They turn away from worshipping idols into worshipping the one true God, and to wait for the Lord Jesus to come to take them home to heaven. Turn to God from idols. I was the one at one point worshipped idols. Growing up in Hong Kong, I was the one that bowed down to golden images at one point. In a sense, I'm like the Thessalonians, to turn to God from idols. As I may mention, also at one point, I didn't believe God. But there's other things perhaps turn you away from God, just like I did. You know, at one point in the 80s, there was civil war in Lebanon. I know enough about the Bible as I went to Protestant school. But in the civil war in Lebanon, you know, there's the war between different groups. And one of the group is a group of Christian militants. That's how the news reported. So to me, you know, that's one thing that turned me away from Christianity. How can someone with the name Christian and they are really, you know, killing each other? As I found out, just because someone or some group has the word Christian doesn't mean they are true believers of the Lord Jesus. You know, I also question sometimes, you know, oh, some of my teachers, I thought they were Christian, but you know, I'm not happy with their behaviors or wasn't pleased with it. You know, are they really Christians? Well, we need to realize that. There's only one that's perfect, the Lord Jesus. And to have peace with God is to have relationships with God through His Son, the Lord Jesus. We are not following a religion, Christianity in general. You have to accept the gift of salvation yourself and to have your personal relationship with God through the gift of salvation, to have peace with Him. Religion does not save us from our sins, does not give us a home in heaven. Only the Lord Jesus and what He did on the cross can give us peace with God. As we talk about the people in the Bible, that who the jailer and Paul and the Thessalonians, who had their life changed after they turned to the Lord Jesus. And today, even in this audience, there's one that turned, you know, to serve themselves or to have idols of this world. It may not be the physical idols that we have, I have, but maybe other things that in our life, anything that's put us between us and God is an idol. So let's turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way. Jesus is the only way. The only way for us to have a relationship with God. The only way for us to have peace with God. To have a home in heaven. I am the truth. His word is in our hands, the word of God. And the Lord Jesus, God, cannot lie. For He promised in His word is true. The standard around us, or the standard we face, changes all the time. What is right and what is wrong changes. But God's standard never changes. Last year, it's wrong, it's illegal to have marijuana. But this year, it's okay, it's right, it's legal to do that. When my wife grew up, it was okay, it was to read the Word of God at school. It's no longer the truth today. The standard of man changes. The right and wrong changes. God's standard never changes. The Lord Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That gives us comfort and peace, knowing that, you know, His gift of salvation that was offered 2,000 years ago, how to be saved, is still the same today. You have to be saved in Africa, how to be saved in Locks Harbor, how to be saved in Europe, is the same. It's across, it's universal. And let's turn to him. And the life I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only one that can offer us eternal life. And let's turn to John chapter 18. John chapter 18. Here's another person who met the Lord. And the decision he made. John chapter 18, verse 38. Pilate said unto him, what is true? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But the striking thing to me, Pilate said unto the Lord Jesus, he said, what is true? And when he had said this, he went out. Are you truly seeking the truth? The truth of the gift of salvation? The truth about how to meet as a Christian according to the Word of God? There are many truths. In the Word of God. Here Pilate asked the question, what is true? But he didn't want to hear the answer. Are you ready to hear the answer tonight? He simply walked out. He was in front of the only truth. Yet he was not willing to listen for the answer. He simply walked out. The presence of the Son of God, the truth. And for him, he never obtained, as we read, the peace of God. He thought that he can simply wash his sins away by water. I think you and me know that our conscience do not simply have peace by washing with the whole of it. It's only by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus that was shed on the cross that we can have a conscience clear, knowing that we take the gift of salvation that God offers. So, how do we know the day of fake news that what I said tonight is true or not? First, who said it? The Word of God, or the Bible. And also, it's a consistent message. It has been for 2,000 years the same message being preached. And it's the same as preached in many parts of the world. And it has the power that changed people's lives. As we read today from some 2,000 years ago. And I also have Christian friends from Brazil, from Nigeria, from Kenya, from Canada, all in USA. Doesn't matter where you're from, it's the same message that gives us peace with God. But you have to make a decision, just like Pilate. He asked for the truth, but he wasn't willing to really listen for the answer. Are you willing to open your heart to accept the Lord Jesus into your heart? There's nothing you can do, you have to. Just like the jailer, all you need to do is simply believe and accept. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you did. Come just as you are. Let's sing number 88 in our hymn. Number 88, just as I am.
Just as I am without one plea.
Jesus and says, open up. Welcome. To accept you to his home, to heaven, to be to his family. You just need to simply come. God knows you already better than you know yourself. There's nothing to stop you from coming to him. It's a decision for you to make. You have to decide whether you want Jesus is the truth. You'll be the judge tonight, and you will affect your eternal destiny. Because if you judge this is not true, there will be a day God will be the judge for your judgment. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you that this is still the day of your love and grace. We just pray for each one here. Accept this great gift of salvation before it's too late. We pray for your blessings. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.